Well, I've got good news for you and bad news. Good news is, we're not dead. It's not like there's a lot we could have done about it. The second the caravan went off the side of the road, we were fucked. Everyone else seems to have gotten separated in the storm, so we're gonna have to look for them after the light comes back up. No, I don't think that we should go out into the incredibly powerful blizzard raging outside in the middle of the night. No, I don't think we should do that, no. I'm sorry. I know that humans are hardy, but even someone like you, I don't think you could make it more than a few dozen feet without getting lost. It's nothing but white out there. Well, elves can see a little bit easier than humans can. So if I'm telling you that it's zero visibility, well, you know how bad it is. We'll be fine as long as we stay in here. I might be able to make a fire. We'll see. Nothing seems to be catching light. But I'll keep trying. There you go. That's the adaptable companion I've gotten used to traveling with. I estimate that there's about... at least 8 or 9 hours until the sun rises again. Then we can give it another shot. In the meantime, we better work on getting warm. Come here. Well, it'll work best if I hold you close. I'm bigger than you, so... Come on. I know that the brave adventurer isn't afraid of a little hug, is he? Come on. This won't be like the time I wrestled you. I'm not trying to subdue you this time. Unless I have to. I won't have to, will I? If you're afflicted with some kind of magical madness on top of everything else. Good. Want a clear-headed companion while things are happening outside. I'm not sure what ran us off the road. Something spooked the horse. Whatever it is, it's probably not going to track us down in here. Too deep. Too deep into the side of the mountain. Besides, even through the blizzard, I'd hear anything before it came up. Well, come on over. The rock is comfortable. The only way you're going to find out is if you park yourself next to me. Please, don't bite. I hug people sometimes. I'm sure I've hugged someone in front of you. Once. Well, I have a certain reputation to keep up. Can't go around being friendly to everyone you're trying to intimidate. Please. If word got around that I hug anyone, well, I wouldn't be able to intimidate brigands anymore, would I? Besides, don't meet a lot of people that I want to hug. I'll make an exception for you just this once. Since, you know, we'll die if we don't. Oh yes, almost certainly. The temperature it has to be to create a blizzard like that, and the fact that we're lying down on cold stone, our best shot is if we stick close together. There we go. No more complaints. Just lay back against me. Gods. We both wore metal armor. Well, that's not gonna work. Take yours off. I'll take mine off. Look, this isn't the time to get shy. Now, whatever you've got going on under there, I've seen it all before. So take your clothes off. Skin-to-skin contact. It's the best way to share body warmth. Stop being such a weirdo and take your clothes off. Never thought I'd have to yell that at someone. Look. You're one of those cloister types. You know, the clerics, they take a vow that no one will ever see their naked body. I can close my eyes. Might make it a little harder to hold on to you. Well, you're not, then what's the trouble? Having a woman see you. Well, thanks for recognizing I'm a woman, at least. Bit more than I can say for some of the other members of the crew. I'm bigger and stronger than all of you men, so some people try to be hurtful. Not realizing that it's not much of a insult at all. What difference does it make to me if you perceive me as a man or a woman? I'll be just as much of a woman either way, won't I? Elves don't think a lot about that kind of thing. It's silly human nonsense. You're always fussing about getting yourselves into categories. Most things are blurry. There you go. You comfortable in the crook of my arm? Yes, I have breasts, and they are going to touch you. Are we all going to get over this quickly, or? Goodness. Will you lay back against me properly? You can't fall asleep if your body's all tense like that. We could stay up and talk, but yes, sleeping would probably be the best. So tense. Ah. I see the problem. Well, I don't actually see the problem so much as I feel the problem against my leg. There's no need to be embarrassed. Just, goodness gracious. Humans. So, you're aroused. It happens. I've got a good body, you've got a good body. Or is this one of those I don't know. Fear boners. I don't know. I can be pretty scary. Look. Do you want to turn? Well, if you turn, then you won't have to feel my boobs against you anymore. Maybe the boner will go away, if that's what you want. It's not bothering me. It's charming. It's been a while since I laid with anyone, so it's been a while since I've, well, seen one. A while for an elf is a bit different than a while for a human. I have lain with no one for 40 years. I've been busy. And yourself? Well, and it's been a while for both of us then, hasn't it? Get closer to me. I find your body pleasant, but I'm not trying to seduce you. I'm trying to warm you up. You're shivering. That's better. Can I put my hand on your hip here? Could be for warmth. Could be just because I want to feel your hip. Guess you'll never know. Also, I wanted to see something. Huh. You do get harder. When I have my hand on your hip, I mean. Well, I was testing out your interest in something. It's true. The best way for us to share warmth is skin-to-skin contact, but there's one more thing we could do to raise your body temperature. Given how cold it is outside, I would say hear me out before just dismissing me out of hand. Yeah, I'm suggesting that. It wouldn't be unpleasant. It could be quick, long, vigorous, gentle. It doesn't matter. Getting you as warm as possible, and then giving you a little release. Let out some tension. It really could help. Up to you, though. I'm happy to just keep holding you naked. What? Look, non-humans just don't make as much of a big deal about these kinds of things as you guys do. If I feel like having sex with someone I like, that's really the only reason I need. Well, I haven't felt like doing it for 40 years. But you've got a nice body, and we've been traveling together on the road for a while, and I like you as a person. And you need my help. You add those three things together, and it's a pretty appealing notion. for love. How often do humans actually have sex for love? I would say it's a good 1 time out of 10. I'm fond of you. Isn't that enough? I've been your protector in battle. I've been your advisor during pain. If you need some sort of emotion to go with it, I suppose that one could be it. I'm not going to suddenly start confessing my long-held feelings for you. But for starters, in terms of how long I live, you and I have known each other for barely a moment. 2 years. That's the blink of an eye for me. Yes, suppose someone asked you if they loved you after only knowing you for a week. You'd be a little startled, wouldn't you? I'm not. Not startled. I'm used to humans interpreting time as much longer than it really is. But I'm not here to talk about the differences between our two humanoid species, as you guys like to call it. Seems awfully human-centric of you. I'm here to ask if you'd like to fuck me. If you'd like to be warm and you'd like to feel pleasure. A kiss. I suppose we could start with a kiss. That was pleasant. Why did you stop? I've had many kisses. This one was pleasant. I really do think it will help. Truly. And I don't mind. You are not unpleasant to look upon. Pleasant, even. I do have an odd habit of saying things that humans don't want to hear. Was that not high enough of a compliment? Elves are not prone to over-exaggeration, except for our poets. And they're outliers for a reason. When I say not unpleasant, I suppose if I were a human, I might say I find you handsome. But I would never say something so uncouth. And when I say I don't find you unpleasant as a traveling companion, I suppose a human might say, I like your company. Is this better? Will you let me fuck you now? Because you make me laugh. You have such strong feelings about so many things. I'm drawn to it. Do you want to touch my breasts? You keep looking at them. Yes, if we're going to fuck, I suppose you must. Roll my nipples between your fingers, then. That's it. I prefer it this way. Little speech. Pleasure. Warmth shared. One to the other. Come, lay down on the stone. I'll put my coat beneath you, so I won't be cold. Well, as little cold as it can be. And I'll take your cock into my mouth to keep it warm. Do you like the idea? I like this manner of thing very much, yes. It's one of the things that makes me wettest. And then I can shelter you from the draft coming in from the front of the cave as well. You may watch me. There is no need to be embarrassed. When your cock has already touched my tongue, there's no more room for shyness. So look at me and be filled with heat. I am touching myself, as would you be if it was your mouth upon me. Having a lover's genitals in one's mouth is erotic, is it not, for humans? Elves are more sensitive in this way. I cannot help but let my hand drift in between my thighs. And I have your member within my mouth. Cannot help but grow wet and eager. Cannot help but want you desperately. I am watching you. That is why I've stopped. Watching the slow rise and fall of your chest. That flustered look on your face as you catch your breath. I apologize. I'm not usually so forward, but I need to ride you now. Normally, I would stay down here for several more minutes, perhaps hours, bringing you to the brink of pleasure again and again, but this is the first time I have seen your face twisted in pleasure, and it's intoxicating. I am not rattled. I'm not flustered. I simply describe things the way that I see them, and you are a picture of perfection. And so I must be here. Upon the throne of your hips, sinking up and down on this cock, so wet with my mouth, and now with my own juices. I must have you within me, hot and hard. I suppose I am talking almost as much as a human. Perhaps I should simply ride. I know you like my talking. I can feel the way that you twitch within me when I do. You enjoy the sound of my voice. The sound of me appreciating the details of your body. Your soft human heart. Your brave human spirit. I suppose I'm feeling a little more honest. Fuck me. You will warm faster. Vigorous. Easy to throw yourself into. To throw myself into. Faster. Warm yourself with me. Let me press my body into you. By the gods. Wrap your arms around me. Feel all of me atop you. There you go, little human. Let me give you more. Give more to me. I want to find fulfillment in you. Upon your cock. I'm going to come upon your cock. And you are going to fill me up with your warmth as well. Please do not deny me. Thank you. Yes. Ah. Your warmth within me will do me much good. And my warmth atop you, how does it feel? I'm glad to hear it. Now that we have shared warmth, if we put both of our cloaks atop us as we rest, we should retain enough heat to make it until morning comfortably. Yes, I suppose we do have an interesting way of keeping warm. More humans should use it. And you, you should use it again with me. And soon. Perhaps not just for warmth. If you are amenable to the idea. Yes. I suppose I am using my words. And now I'll use them to say that this was wonderful. And that I'll see you in the morning. For now, rest, human. Rest.